what do you call flat grassy country around the seacoast?
Marsh.
And what about a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to hold up the pants?
Galluses.
And what do you call unthickened gravy that you make by adding water to the grease of lean fried meat, like ham or something?
What do you call it?
The gravy. Is there a special name for that kind of gravy?
Well, there's different kinds. I mean, there's steak gravy, there's ham gravy. I don't know what kind of you would mean.
I was thinking of ham gravy. Do you ever call it red-eye gravy? Or?
Yeah, red-eye, I believe ham is.
Okay, what do you call the liquid that you burn in a lamp?
Kerosene. KOR, kerosene.
And what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Piney woods hog.
And what do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
And what are some names for homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Are there some others?
Well, I reckon they are. Cider. Wine and stuff like that is homemade, some of it.
Uh-huh. Are there some other names for store-bought whiskey, but really cheap whiskey?
Well, they got cheap grades of whiskey, but I don't know just what you'd call them.
Yeah. Have you ever heard expressions like kill 'em quick or pop skull or rot gut?
Yeah, rot gut and pop skull. That's moonshine, a lot of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. What about anything that a child likes to play with? You might say he's playing with his... All of his things together. He might have a truck and a ball and blocks. They're all his...
Play for it is all I know.
Okay. Now this next section is... where words change, like today I see you, but yesterday I saw you. So it goes from see to saw,
mm-hmm.
Where you change tense. So if I start the sentence, I'd love for you to finish it, okay? Like, if we're talking about buying groceries, using the word buy, you could say, have the groceries already been
bought?
Uh-huh. And I'd say, oh yes,
I've already bought the groceries.
Okay. And if we're talking about eating apples, we could say, have the apples already been
eaten?
And I could say, oh yes, he ate
that.
Kind of gave that one away.
All right.
If we're talking about drinking coffee, you could ask me, have you already?
I'd say I already had my cup of coffee or something like that, but I already drank my cup of coffee.
Okay, and if you were asking me if I had already had mine, you'd say, have you already quite your coffee?
Have you already had your coffee this morning or something like that?
Okay, if you wanted to use the word drink, you'd say, have you already...
drank your coffee.
Okay. And if we're talking about climbing trees, you could say, has that tree over there ever been...
You mean if we'd ever climb a tree?
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you spell that now, but we call it... We climbed a tree yesterday, or
and if we're talking about doing some work, you could ask, has that work already been
done?
And I could say, oh yes, they already...
We did that work yesterday, or something like that.
Okay. And if we're talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you could say, has that man already, what, the stump?
Drug the stump out.
Okay, and I could say, oh yes, he, yesterday.
He drug it out yesterday or something.